Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Check, now.
Live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Now I see Dominic. I don't know if he can hear me. I don't know if he can speak to me.
I got no sound, fellas.
Well, I can hear you. So the good news is we know that Dominic's alive. We have proof of life. Anyways, perhaps he'll join us soon on the airwaves. But in the meantime, I'm just going to get started.
All right. There we go.
Okay. Well, welcome to the party.
Hey, what's up? Happy Friday. That one might have been on me. Happy Friday, fellas. Evan, Crudy, our fair audience. Wow, what a day.
You know, the last time I couldn't hear, it's because I didn't have the headphones turned on.
That's very helpful.
Well, someone had, like, turned off. Well, anyways, you know, the trials and tribulations of being talk radio gods. But anyways, welcome to the big show, the Friday edition. We air the grievances. You could air yours here. Incompetence, occasionally. You know, if we're looking in the mirror, but whatever. Dom, at least we don't go out with a whimper. Like Steve Bannon. Misdemeanor from hell.
My ass.
Here's the one thing you can say about Steve Bannon. He is a man of his convictions.
Yes, he is convicted.
Well, breaking, Steve Bannon has been convicted two crimes. Contempt of Congress on two counts. And I thought there was a mandatory minimum, 30 days per?
30 days per count. So at least 60 days and perhaps up to 2 years.
I would say more likely 30 days at minimum. You'd give him concurrent sentences. Time off for good behavior, Dom?
What? No. And he is confident that he's going to somehow win this on appeal. It's on appeal. He's got a plan. He's going to appeal and then he'll win
because why?
What's the basis of an appeal? You didn't present any defense, right? You got overruled like four times in your closing arguments from the judge. What exactly are you going to use as a basis for an appeal? But good luck with that.
You know, also, we're going to do a January 6th recap, Dom. Josh Hawley, my takeaway from last night was what a wuss this guy is.
Yes.
The ever courageous, fist pumping, you go get him, you insurrectionist, treasonous bastards. Well, that was Josh Hawley, center. Well, he was doing that behind the protective lines, encouraging the crowd. And there was testimony last night that they were encouraged. They were fired up by Josh Hawley's, you know, tangible display.
Yeah, man on the inside. They're on our side. These are our people. Well, that's what they thought until what? The mob goes crazy and mob rules. All of a sudden, you're running away like a wuss.
Well, Dom, what did they say? Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Indeed.
I did not see the crap sandwich that they were going to hand Josh Hawley last night on the national television. I didn't see that one coming. I wonder if Hawley saw it coming because he was running like a bitch, Dom.
Running to the hills. Yes, great point. What's his name? Michael Fanone, the officer, one of the officers who testified, who was tased to the point of a heart attack, damn near died. He had something to say about it. Found this one on the Twitter feeds. It's reported also at NBC News. Before we get to that sound, though, it's pretty funny. Like you got to love the memes, right? You got to love the fact that although these are very difficult times, we can at least find some solace in some twisted humor, right? Let's hear a little bit.
In Josh Hawley's wussery, certainly we can.
Yes.
He was, and go ahead. Yes. You go.
NBC News, it touched off a flood of memes on social media, including a tweet by former Democratic Senator Al Franken showing Hawley running back and forth to the theme song of the Benny Hill Show, one of my favorites. The Lincoln Project, meanwhile, used the theme song from the running movie Chariots of Fire and Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III. In classic Twitter fashion, several people soundtracked the clip using Curb Your Enthusiasm. It led to outright mockery with Met Rep Adam Kinzinger. Of course, he was very prominent in the testimony yesterday in running this J6 committee. Referred to Hawley as Fist Pump McRun Pants. And DNC Chair Jamie Harrison tweeted out footage of Tom Hanks running from the movie Forrest Gump. Where is Josh Hawley this morning? Hashtag still running. But on the serious side of it... the remarks from Michael Fanone. We have that cut. Let's play cut number two, please, Evan.
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, to give you my, like, the first thoughts that popped into my mind was Josh Hawley is a and he ran like and the fist pump combined with what he did in the immediate aftermath just shows the true character or lack thereof.
There are reports that say, like, when they showed the video inside the hearing, people started kind of like giggling, laughing.
Oh yeah, there was an eruption of laughter. I mean, obviously I see like the amusement of it, and I'm not gonna fault people for finding it humorous, but that pisses me off. That guy's a clown. You see the way that these guys perform in public and then what they are in reality. You get a lot of that nonsense up here on Capitol Hill with these members of Congress that have become like a caricature in the media. But in reality, they have no character. They have no honor. They have no integrity. And the way they behave outside of the camera's eye is very different.
And I think that is, and I agree with Michael Fanone there, the lack of character. It is. They are clowns. It is an embarrassment. And while we can certainly find some of the humor and of course, the hypocrisy and all those things, a man with no honor and no character, no integrity, to rile up the crowd and then run away like a bitch when they come for you, I thought it was a great, great observation by a man who was obviously very impacted by this insurrection.
Dominic, he has been merchandising, you know, him with the fist, merchandising. Now I wonder if they, you know, featured the running man at the Josh Hawley merch store, right? You've done the running man, haven't you, Dom? The dance,
the Schwarzenegger one.
You know, Hawley, Josh Hawley.
According to the NBC, real quick, who was being interviewed on Fox News on an unrelated topic during the hearing, responded to all the criticism Friday morning. This is how Hawley responded, tweeting out a link to his campaign merch, coffee mug featuring a photo of the fist pump that says, "Show me strong." So, the gaslighting, it continues. They have not pulled back. They are still on the big lie. They are still on the gaslighting and the trolling. This is what the Republican Party with the megas now have to offer. And that is all they have to offer.
Is that all you have to offer, man?
Because
I'm trying to step on you. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're both so anxious. The crap and cast shade upon Josh Hawley. You know, he wants to run for president. He desperately wants to run for president.
Is that what he was doing when he was running away from the mob?
Well, let me tell you how he was described by the former RNC chair. A little bit of coverage from the Raw story, Dom. During an appearance on MSNBC on Friday morning, former Republican National Committee head Michael Steele claimed that Senator Josh Hawley was the recipient of a political emasculation. The beans and the franks. A little bit more courtesy of the House January 6th Committee investigating the Capitol insurrection. Speaking with host Katie Tour, Steele smirked while noting the never-seen-before video clip that showed the conversation the conservative lawmaker, fleeing the building at a very fast pace not too long after he expressed his solidarity with the insurrectionists as they massed outside the Congress. Katie, I'm going to quote Michael Steele. I don't often do that, but today I'm going to. Katie, that was just absolute political gold last night, Steele claimed. It was a complete and utter political emasculation. And if Twitter is any gauge, how you create a meme, that is it right here. You are a meme, Josh Hawley. You're not a man, you're a meme. A little bit more from Michael Steele. It really spoke volumes about the duplicitous nature of all of this. The kind of, I'm with you, you know, we're standing together. And then the moment all these folks say, oh yeah, we're coming. They're out the door. They are not there. It really is an image of the fist and then the scurrying away. That is so much what the Republican Party is about. False bravado, fake courage, man. I think I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.
Exactly. And to continually call them out, to observe it and highlight it and call them out on it is what you need to do. And emasculating, I mean, if Josh Hawley's not a masculine man to begin with, so that wasn't too hard to do, but I just hope somebody out there, when you're going to get into this game, the meme game, and Hawley's response was to tweet out a link to his campaign with the fist bump merch, well, perhaps their opponents or someone who doesn't really like Hawley much should, you know, get some merch with the running guy on there as a picture as he's running through on the coffee mugs. I can't wait to see those on the fake Hawley websites.
Sort of a Forrest Gump, run, Josh, run, something like
terrible.
That.
Terrible.
Real quick, Dominic, before we wrap up here for the first segment today, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, you remember him, apparently he's not been watching the January 6th. He accuses this hearing, this select committee, of engaging in a highly partisan exercise. It's really not getting to the truth of the matter, he claims. Well, truth of Josh Hawley being a bitch, that part was exposed. A little bit more. They're not asking from my standpoint, the most important question. Why was the breach allowed to occur? Why were all the warnings? Why did they all go unheeded? Where was the security? What did Nancy Pelosi know? Yeah. What did Chuck Schumer know? Why didn't they provide proper security when they knew there were going to be thousands, tens of thousands of people protesting and come to the Capitol? Encouraged by your president and Josh Hawley and even you, sir. More devils. It's Friday. Thank God.
Right to jail. Right away.